When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. A lot of primary voting going on today as things begin to move in a more rapid fashion, officially towards what we hope is going to be a red wave, a reckoning that is going to sweep across this country in November. We are going to have on this program Dr. Oz and Dave McCormick, two of the big finalists in the most competitive race that is going on today, the Pennsylvania Republican Senate primary. Also, we have attempted to reach out to Kathy Barnett. She is the trio there. It's a really tight race. How exactly this is going to break? We wanted to give everybody an opportunity in Pennsylvania, given how tight this race is, to speak to all of you. We know we have a big audience all over the state of Pennsylvania. Many of you are voting. We encourage you to vote all over the country. I believe five different states are having primary elections today. And the biggest one, however, is Pennsylvania. I'm intrigued, Buck, to see how these numbers continue to come out. So we will be talking to all of them. Also, we talked last with Adam Laxalt from Nevada during our trip to Mar-a-Lago. That is a potential flip state for Republicans out there that are worried about, let's be honest, having to defend some tough terrain. So that is a potential pickup, as Georgia would be, as New Hampshire would be, as potentially... you kind of toss it out there. Arizona could be for Republicans, where there are Democrats serving right now. So you'd like to not only hold serve, obviously, but you need to pick up some of those Democrat-held seats in order to take back control of the Senate. We will talk about more incompetence, go figure, in the Biden administration, where they now have managed, Buck, when you really break it down, to end up with virtually everyone speaking publicly for this administration, from the president on down, including the new White House press secretary, being so bad at communication that there are only two options. Either they're incredibly dumb, or maybe that's the only option. They're incredibly dumb, all of them. And more to discuss about raising taxes, Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos going to war with the Biden administration, which is significant. But I want to start with this, Buck, which I know is going to upset you, but it legitimately has me furious. There are now booster shots available for kids ages 5 to 11. Let me play that audio of that official announcement that has just come down, and then we will react to it. COVID booster shots for kids ages 5 to 11. Here's the news announcement.
We just got some big breaking news in here the last 30 minutes or so. Big news for parents specifically and young kids. The FDA now authorizing Pfizer's COVID booster for children ages 5 to 11.
It's child abuse, Buck, and I'll be straightforward here. I have a 7-year-old, first grader, and I have a 5th grader who is 11. Neither one of these kids have gotten COVID shots. We know that at least 75% of children all over the country have gotten COVID already. This booster shot, there is no earthly reason for it to be occurring. I'm fired up about it. What about you, Buck?
I'm worried that New York City is about to, and people might hear my voice. Not so great over here. I'm worried that New York City is about to go back into the madness of masking.
We were texting about it yesterday.
And they're edging up with the rhetoric. And I think this is what they do. They say, okay, we strongly recommend, we urge you to, and then eventually it's now you have to. And we should all stop and take a moment here. We are now well past the 2-year mark of the pandemic. How can they tell us? We have a million that they say have died from COVID over the course of 2 years. How can they tell us that they've been effective and that their policies have honestly made a damn bit of positive difference? It's made a lot of negative difference.
No doubt.
But you sit here and you say, okay, so the vaccines might be still effective for people who are older and at high risk if they're within the window of efficacy, which seems to go away very quickly.
Yes.
So see, this is part of the game that they play. They say, yeah, if you get boosted, you're good. You're good. You're very, very, very unlikely if you're at high risk to end up in the hospital or to die. How long does that protection last? They don't know. They know that Fauci also doesn't know how many of these shots you're supposed to get even in a single year. And for giving this to children, this is just an anxiety disorder that adults are playing out on their kids. And this is Munchausen by proxy. This is a real mental health issue now. Why would you give your children boosters for a virus that isn't a danger to them? Which is I'm sick of people saying that's not true. What about? And they point to somebody. They point to somebody who had an extreme immunodeficiency. They were born with a 1 in 10 million case. I mean that's tragic. But we can't make public policy based on if we make public policy based on 1 in 1 million, never leave your house again.
Yes,
and
true.
This is what's been forgotten in this whole process. This is what. The Democrats have to confront at some point, I think. I just wonder what this is going to look like going into the summer and going into the fall. Are they going to claim that they've been victorious when we're getting booster number? What is it? We're going to be shot number four?
And we'll be on shot number five, I think.
Number five. Yeah. I mean, I can't even keep up.
Yeah.
Five shots. I'm hoping to leave the U.S. for the first time in a couple of weeks for a weekend. And I don't even know if I'm in compliance. What does fully vaccinated even mean anymore? I don't want to ask, but is my worthless J&J shot that I was forced by the city of New York? People are saying, oh, you should. I mean, I just wouldn't have been able to work. Would have been barred from every building where I do every, you literally can't go into an office building in New York. I couldn't have gone to my brother's wedding. And people say, oh, well, you could have a fake. Yeah, trust me. If they're going to make an example of somebody for having a fake COVID vaccine passport, it's going to be me. So I sit here, I say, is that fully vaccinated? This whole thing is crazy. And then basically, until we get to total just nullification through action, Clay, people just saying, I'm done with this. This is what they're going to keep doing this forever.
And the simple thing that I would ask everybody out there is this. Take it outside of COVID. If I told you that you got 5 shots for measles in the space of like 15, 16 months, and then you still got the measles, what would your first reaction be?
I'm so thankful for the shots I got because my measles would have been so much worse. The genuflection of the libs.
You would say, this is the worst curse, expletive, vaccine that has ever existed in the history of my life or American life. And yet we have got, Buck, people on 5 shots that still are going to get COVID. And we talked about this. CNN even came out and said, hey, in January, 50% nearly of people that were dying, I think it was 40% in their article in January, though, of people that were dying with COVID were double vaccinated. So now they're saying, well, you have to get boosted because the vaccine, the double shot that you got, doesn't really have any protection. So I'm just sitting here for people out there who were watching MSNBC and CNN and are exulting. And I'm sure if I went on to Twitter right now, there would be some of the blue checkmark brigades like falling on their knees, so thankful that their kids can get booster shots. COVID, and I we've been singing this song for a long time, but I think it's worth mentioning. Your kids are more in danger driving to and from school on a school bus. Your kids are more in danger of drowning. Your kids are more in danger of dying of the flu if they are young. The idea that you would get them a vaccine that has absolutely no protection and get them boosted on that vaccine is, to me, child abuse.
I just found this this crazy right-wing site known as WebMD, where they have listed the latest CDC data. Because I was wondering about this. And, you know, you did a great interview. By the way, I was happy to come back and not see that Dub had replaced every, you know, had put a keg.
The entire show wasn't burning Hindenburg style.
You know, producer Dub, I know when I'm away, that's when he knows it's time to set up the casino, invite over the sororities. Anyway, did you ever have casino night? I was never in a fraternity, but they used to do these things when I was in college.
We had a bunch of casino nights, and, you know, I was never a big fan of fake gambling. You know, like, I mean, what are you going to win in the day?
I don't even like real gambling, so fake gambling to me seems
like real gambling, but...
That will change. Maybe I'll learn about gambling. Yes. But I got diverted. This was actually important. I'm sorry. I was thinking about the kegerator that Dub was going to install. All right, so I got the actual numbers here, because I've been wondering about this. I heard you speaking to Alex Berenson. You guys had a great interview on Friday. We want to bring Alex back, because... Again, he's right. Like, I hate to be this guy who keeps pounding the same drum on this, but he's been so consistent because he actually looks at the data. He has this secret sauce. He has this magic trick where he looks at what the numbers say and then based on the numbers analyzes, you know, comes up with analysis.
Which, by the way, is what every single person who has been talking about COVID for the past 2.5 years should have been doing, and almost nobody bothered to do.
In August 2021, again, I'm reading to you from the WebMD site, so hopefully this won't... You know that we get some mark sometime on Spotify for, like, COVID misinformation or whatever? You know, they put their little disclaimer at the bottom.
Somebody sent me that link. Yeah, I saw that we get... it's probably the best advertising we can get, because all it's telling you is that we're actually being honest.
Yeah, they should put a little disclaimer at the bottom of the Clay and Buck show that says, these guys are right, Fauci is wrong, they are smarter than Fauci, stop listening, but that's not what the disclaimer says. In August 2021, 19% of COVID deaths occurred among vaccinated people. Now, let me be clear. They were telling us in August of 2021 that it was
nobody was
dying from COVID who was vaccinated.
Like, that's right.
You know, it was 1% or less. They lied. Okay.
Yep.
They were juicing the numbers. Almost 20% of people in August of 2021 were vaccinated. By February of 2022, again, reading to you from WebMD right now, 40% of COVID deaths in the vaccinated. 40% of deaths in the vaccinated, and people are still genuflecting and doing this. I'm so happy I'm boosted and boosted and boosted again. Otherwise,
I guarantee
I'm 40.
You,
it would have been so dangerous.
When I saw CNN with that article, what percentage of Americans do you think know that by February of 2022, so this is a couple of months ago, 40%, nearly half of the people that are dying with COVID have had double vaccines. I mean, almost no one knows that stat.
I mean, and they're still trying to force this on people as though...
Yes.
As though this is a good idea? What, you know, where are the people questioning? Why hasn't someone... Can I put out a request? Our buddy Steve Ducey over at Fox. Can we please have... Oh, my. Can you imagine Karine Jean-Pierre answering this question?
We're going to play one of the worst White House press corps answers of all
amazing.
Time for
that,
you in a minute.
That's coming up in a little bit. But can we... You know, the next time... I don't know who else to ask. So I'm putting out, like, the bat signal, the Ducey signal here. Can he ask Joe Biden, sir, 40% of deaths in... By the way, that was February. We're in May.
Yep.
I would almost guarantee the numbers even
numbers
higher.
Higher now.
With each passing month, because you get out of the window of protection, which
That's
is why
right.
they're playing this chase the booster game all the time. 40%, if we're up at 50, 60% of those dying or vaccinated, what are we doing here? Like, what is the purpose of this?
You can even tie in. Remember, it was July of 2021. Joe Biden specifically said, if you get the COVID vaccine shot, you won't die of this. That's what he said. So we're not even a year from that. So, I mean, it's an easy jump off point. You told us in July of 2021 that if we got the COVID shot, you wouldn't die of COVID. Yet now we're approaching half of all COVID deaths are in people who are double vaccinated. What's happening there? Why is that occurring? By the way, it's a great question for Fauci too. He continues to do CNN, MSNBC. This is real data that's out there. Why would you not be asking Dr. Fauci what's going on with these COVID shots? You told people if they got double vaccinated, they're going to be fine. Now you're telling people, hey, you need to get your fifth shot or else. And as we come into fall and winter, I would suspect that the number of people dying with COVID is going to continue to grow. And I'll just say this, Buck. The truth of the matter is, if Donald Trump were still in office, many of these same outlets that are avoiding asking these questions would be lacerating him over all of this data. So why are we not asking questions that are significant of our government when the data is telling us this story? And I would just say again, if you're getting your 5 to 11-year-old a COVID booster shot, I question your ability to make rational and intelligent decisions on behalf of your child.
Come back to this in a second, folks. 800-282-2882 on the phone lines. Most cell phone companies carry a false assumption that once you're their customer, they've got you forever. You're their customer forever. They allow the myth to exist that it's hard to change from one carrier to another. You're locked in forever. That's what they want you to believe. But that's not true. You can take your cell phone and your cell phone number and choose the carrier that's best for you. If you're still with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, your family could be saving over $900 a year by changing to Pure Talk. They've increased the annual savings by more than $100 a year over the last 12 months' time. With Pure Talk, you don't have to compromise. You get coverage on America's most reliable 5G network. You get to choose the plan that's right for you. And you don't have to compromise on values either, because you'll be supporting a company with Pure Talk whose customer service is here in the U.S. and they share, meaning Pure Talk as a company, your values overall. Unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. So from your cell phone, dial #250, say Clay and Buck, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. You can literally be switched over to Pure Talk service in less than 10 minutes. Dial #250, say Clay and Buck.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. We had mentioned this, so I wanted you to hear it for yourself. There's a new White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, and she is already getting some attention. Oh, of course, a lot of attention in the media just for the fact that she is the first black female press secretary, first press secretary who I think is a member of the LGBTQ plus community, but also getting some attention because of the way that she answers questions. I mean, in the past, also, there are have you seen some of these montages, Clay, of all the times that she's referred to racism. She is apparently...
We've got that audio to be able to play for people at some point during today's show.
We should, because a lot of accusations of racism, pretty much everybody and everything she doesn't like somehow gets called racist. But I just wanted you to hear, this is the White House press secretary, so the chief communication official of the Biden administration. Here she is when asked about costs, inflation, etc.
How does raising taxes on corporations lower the cost of gas, the cost of a used car, the cost of food for everyday Americans?
So look, I think we encourage those who have done very well, right, especially those who care about climate change, to support a fair tax code that doesn't change, that doesn't charge manufacturers, workers, cops, builders a higher percentage of their earnings, that the most fortunate people in our nation, and not let that stand in the way of reducing energy costs and fighting this existential problem, if you think about that as an example.
How is everybody in the Biden administration so bad at communication? That is a question from Peter Ducey, which is straightforward. It builds off of the criticisms we've been making on this show that certainly have been bought into by Jeff Bezos and by Elon Musk, that increasing taxes is not going to make inflation better. And it's like she's a robot, Buck, that suddenly got the wrong translation to read from. And if you watch this video, it looks even worse than it sounds, because you can see her looking down and reading, and she started to randomly answer about climate change as if she didn't even understand what she was being asked.
For the Democrats and for the left, class warfare is reflexive. They don't even think about it. Why are things not going well in the economy? Because of the bad rich people. That's always the answer. It's like, you know, you hit the knee and the knee kicks up, you know, at the doctor's office. It's reflexive. The day has arrived when one of the most precious commodities on the face of this earth can be easily delivered to your home. I'm talking about gold, real gold, and the Oxford Gold Group can make this happen. I've been relying on the Oxford Gold Group for years now, and they've shown me how easy it is to obtain real gold, which I'm purchasing as a hedge against inflation. It also serves as the best form of protection for the value of my savings account in these troubled times. You can also have gold put in your IRA or 401k. That's right, real gold into your retirement accounts. The Oxford Gold Group, the industry leader in precious metals, is offering gold at the lowest prices on the market. They'll beat any competitor's price on gold, silver, platinum, or palladium. All you have to do right now to get gold you can hold in your hands is, from your cell phone, dial #250, say the keywords gold IRA. You'll receive your precious metals investment guide directly to your phone. So right now, for the Oxford Gold Group, dial #250, say gold IRA.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Buck, I love doing this show. We have a lot of fun.
We do have
and
fun.
Increasingly.
Like, that's one thing that we do that I feel like a lot of radio shows are just pounding the table to Matt. We have fun.
Yeah, we do have a really good time. And increasingly, I love to see our talking points circulating through the media. Even if they're not saying, hey, this is an argument that Clay and Buck have been making. When I saw Jeff Bezos come out, Buck, and say basically what we had been saying, which is that Joe Manchin saved the Democrat Party from double-digit inflation. I thought that was a great argument for him to be making. It evokes an argument we've been making, which is a reasonable, rational analysis of what the data reflects and calling to account the party that has led us to the worst inflation in 40 years. And so this morning when I got up, and I saw this quote start to circulate, I said, this sounds a lot like Clay and Buck, too. So if Elon Musk and or some of the people around him are listening to the show, we welcome you into the Clay and Buck family, because we want as much sanity out there, regardless of where it's coming from. And this is Elon Musk saying basically the same thing we've been saying for a while, which is, whoever controls Joe Biden's teleprompter, it is a Ron Burgundy-level presidency. And if you don't get that reference, I'll explain it in a moment. But first, here is Elon Musk talking about Joe Biden's incompetence.
The real president is whoever controls the teleprompter. You know, it's like the path to power is the path to the teleprompter.
And he then goes on to say it's a Ron Burgundy presidency. Now, for those of you who don't get that reference, one of Will Ferrell's best roles ever was playing a San Diego area 1970s, I believe it was, Buck, a local newsman, Ron Burgundy. And the conceit of the joke is if you put in a teleprompter, Burgundy will read it. And it's a really pretty fantastic, enjoyable movie, The Anchorman. I think they made The Anchorman Part 2, which I'm not even sure
I heard
I've
that
seen
was
yet.
not so good.
But this is a talking point that you and I have been embracing. I hope somebody like Elon Musk is going to start talking about The Weekend at Bernie's presidency as well, and Weekend at Bernie's Part 2. But everyone is seeing this. And we even talked, Buck, was it last week or the week before, about not only is it a teleprompter presidency, it's like a full projection screen teleprompter because Joe Biden can't even read a normal teleprompter. They can't even use the Oval Office for him.
I mean, I've referred to him as Mr. Magoo before, which I feel like some people, the younger folks, may not catch that. But that's an old cartoon about a guy who basically, you know, is always confused. And did you ever see Mr. Magoo, the cartoon?
I don't remember Mr. I mean, I know the
you guys
reference,
know Mr.
but
Magoo?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember watching it a lot.
He would, you know, he'd walk up to a bulldozer and think it's a cow. I mean, that was kind of the old cartoon. Look, I remember early on in the primary. This is one of those times where I was wrong, but I was wrong for a good reason, right? And I think that's worth noting. You know, as we do a lot of analysis and things, sometimes you're wrong, but you're wrong for a reason that is it illuminates something worthwhile. Anyway, I assumed early on in the Democrat primary, there's no way they're actually going to make Joe Biden president. And that was because my assumption was we can all see this guy is too old for the job. He was a mediocre politician at best. He was a last minute add on to the Obama administration so they could claim they had a steady hand in foreign policy or something. But nobody cared. And Obama, you know, obviously could have had Hillary as the vice president, but chose to have Joe Biden as the vice president. I mean, he could have switched it around if he had wanted to. And I think what we've seen all throughout this is that I overestimated the Democrats' seriousness as citizens voting for a guy that they should know isn't up for this.
Yeah.
At the very beginning of the primary, I was like, it's not going to be Joe Biden because obviously I got that wrong. But as I look back at this, I realize, well, that was because I thought that we were kind of operating in the same basic universe of reality. And they want to tell you that somehow this guy, no one thinks he's good at this job. I mean, I haven't met a Democrat who will make a compelling case for Joe Biden as a good president. They may like him better than, it's always, I like him better than Trump. Trump is an insurrectionist, a white nationalist, all that stuff. There's nothing to point to with Joe Biden that is impressive. There's never been anything to point to with Joe Biden that is impressive. And I think that everything that we had anticipated, Clay, it's all playing out exactly as we thought. Let me ask
it's
you
worse.
This.
I think it's so. Yes, yeah, we knew it was going to be bad. I didn't think it was going to be this bad.
Has anything? So when we look at the border, at the economy, at everything that's going on right now, has anything surprised you where we are now versus what you would have expected in January of 2020? I feel like we've been sitting here, and I don't just mean us. I mean the right, conservatives, you know, and commentary in general, largely, not the ones that just attack conservatives on MSNBC for the amusement of libs, but people that actually care about the movement and the country. They've been saying, this is what's going to happen, and it has all happened.
Yeah.
Everything from vaccine passports to inflation to a wide open border to the rising violent crime all across the country. It's all played out exactly as we said. So it's almost disorienting because you're like, so we're right about everything. How is there even a discussion here? This presidency is horrible.
Yeah. And by the way, the presidency would be even worse if Joe Biden had gotten what he wanted to its full fruition, which I think is actually under discussed and under analyzed. And this is the other thing that Elon Musk said, which is you're seeing guys like Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk start to take pot shots at Joe Biden. The point here is he has no idea how to solve inflation, and everything that he's talking about doing would actually make inflation worse. Listen to Elon Musk, a guy who knows a little bit about how business and money works, analyze this.
The obvious reason for inflation is that the government printed a zillion amount of more money than it had, obviously. So it's like the government can't just issue checks far in excess of revenue without there being inflation. This is very basic. This is not like, you know, super complicated. Various countries have tried this experiment multiple times. Have you seen Venezuela? Like the poor people of Venezuela are, you know, have been just run roughshod by their government.
Can I say that the Venezuela example is particularly poignant here? Because not only is printing currency in excess of, remember, it's underlying productivity that gives your currency value. And what we decided as a country, and I'm going to say this, I understand it's a pandemic year or whatever, but the whole shutdown, send people checks to stay home thing was a bad idea.
Yes.
And it happened under Trump. Now, I met with President Trump in, June of 2020, and by that point, he had already said, look, we didn't know, now we know, we're going in a different direction. So, you know, he deserves a little bit of criticism, maybe, comparatively to the criticism that I think not just the Biden Democrats, but also Fauci and the whole health apparatus gets. But Clay, in Venezuela, not only do they print a lot of money, price controls. There's been some really interesting analysis of what happened. Because with inflation and also the prices start rising dramatically, they have lower productivity. It's really creates a cyclone of economic deprivation. And they said, well, now a washing machine, instead of costing, you know, however many, I think it's bolivars, right? Instead of costing 1,000 bolivars, we're going to say it costs 500. Well, then there's no washing machines in the stores. And then what the government there did was say, well, now the government's going to actually seize some of the washing machine factories. I mean, this is, and it just spirals down and down.
Yeah.
And I bring it up because you have Elizabeth Warren saying we should have a commission to look at whether corporate profits right now are acceptable. I mean, we're actually talking about putting caps on profits. It's really not a big leap to start to talk about price controls, because that's effectively, if you're saying that, you know, we're going to limit how much money you can make as a company, you're going to have to say we're going to limit how much you can charge for your services.
No, I mean, it is an outlandish idea for anyone to be floating at this point in time. And that goes to my point. Everything that the Democrats are trying to do right now would make things worse, which is, Buck, why we need to hold the line and not allow that to happen. And by the way, we got guys and girls who are trying to hold the line. Pennsylvania Senate candidates joining us throughout the course of this show. Three different one of those candidates. Kathy Barnett, we've got Dr. Oz, and also Dave McCormick. Just get ready as we progress throughout the day. I know we have a lot of people listening in Pennsylvania who are making their calls about that situation. But listen, if you have five or more employees and manage to survive COVID, you're eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of $26,000 per employee. This isn't a loan. No payback here. This is a refund of your taxes. The challenge, getting your hands on it. How do you cut through the red tape, get your business the refund money? Well, you can go to getrefunds.com. Their tax attorneys are specialists in this little known payroll tax refund program. They do all the work, no charges up front, and share a percentage of the cash they get back for you. Businesses of all types can qualify. Those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. Average client gets $400,000 back. GetRefunds.com has helped 10,000 companies receive over $1 billion in cash rebates. They can help you too. Just go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. That's GetRefunds.com. No risk, high reward. GetRefunds.com.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carvin and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show going strong. We've got the big day in the Pennsylvania GOP primary today for the Senate seat that is open there. And as promised, we have Dr. Oz with us now, Mehmet Oz. And we want to, Dr. Oz, welcome you back and just say, we're calling this closing argument, sir, because the polls, today's the day. What is your pitch? We got a big Pennsylvania audience listening, and people all across the country want to know, why should Oz be the guy for the GOP in Pennsylvania?
The reason I am leading in the polls is folks know, and they're coalescing behind me, recognizing that I have fought for Pennsylvanians, for Americans, against powerful insiders my entire career. Most recently, obviously, you all saw me during the COVID pandemic. I took on mandates and shutdowns. I was what are called the Fire Fauci because he stifled debate, didn't let us actually talk about what was wrong with these mandates, shutdowns, and you know, vaccine forced procedures. The same twisting of science is hurting our children. You know, all these gender arguments now teach first graders about gender. It doesn't make scientific sense. That's why if you're brave, you say what you see, you'll acknowledge that biologic men should not play women's sports. Here's the good news. This is why I should be the bold voice. It's fixable with strong leadership. And I've been talking about these issues for years, and in Washington, I will represent our Pennsylvania values, pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-energy. Let's make this the land of plenty again by reducing mindless regulations and the incompetence, the gross incompetence. I mean, who wants to worry about affording to fill up their tank with gas or how about finding baby formula? So with that, all that said, the main reason that you should in your mind focus on this is what Trump said about me when he endorsed me was right. I'm smart, tough, and I will never let you down. Smart to understand the issues. We just covered a couple. Tough enough to not wither when there's blistering criticism coming at us. And I will never let you down. So you put your head on the pillow at night, you'll know I'll be there for you.
Dr. Oz, what's it going to feel like as a first-time political candidate for those returns to start rolling in? And what do you expect your emotions to be as you watch those come in?
Well, if you want to talk about a tense moment, it's the operating room when there's a bleeding vessel behind the heart. So I'm used to pressure, and I played sports my whole life, so I guess it's going to probably feel the way I played before I would feel before a game would start. But I'm hoping that once the returns come in, I'll feel a little bit more like it feels during an actual game when you sort of get into the flow of it, you get into the zone. But when you've worked as hard as I've worked with my team, and every single hour, every day is made precious trying to make sure that voters know what you stand for. You feel like you left everything on the field. There hasn't been a moment or an opportunity we haven't taken. So no matter how it turns out, I feel very fulfilled.
Speaking of Dr. Oz, as you know, today's the big day in Pennsylvania. Folks, go into the polls to pick who the GOP nominee for that Senate seat will be. Dr. Oz, why do you want this? I mean, you're a very well-known national, international figure, very successful, made plenty of money. Why put yourself in the fight? Why would you choose this?
I always played the long game. If you look back in your life and you see there were huge opportunities to make a difference, to help others, help mankind, and you didn't take it, then shame on you. I've been very happy. Listen, the OR is a very safe place if you're the doctor, not so much for the patient. The studio is a pretty cool place to be, as you guys know. You get pampered and you know, you have everything you need. Your name's on the awning. That's all great, you know, great ego gratification. But if at the end of my life I look back and thought, oh, my gosh, we were in crisis and I could have helped, I really could have made a difference, well, and you didn't do it, that would feel terrible. You'd feel like a coward. And what defines us is being brave, recognizing, back to sports. I played college football, and before the game, the last word you'd hear before you ran out there was brave, home of the brave. This is a time that calls for Americans, for patriots to be brave, to stand up and identify what we actually represent as a people. And I would argue it's individualism. It's not collectivism, which is what we saw during COVID, this top-down, one-size-fits-all approach that doesn't, it's an authoritarian approach. It doesn't, that grates on me and doesn't work. If we can capture back the freedom that's represented by being an American, and that can only come by being brave enough to fight for it, then we'll be a successful people. We need leaders who channel that emotion.
When you see these results coming in, obviously your closing argument, you just made it with us, has been focused to a large extent on electability. If you are the nominee, do you believe you are the best candidate to preserve this seat for Republicans, given that Pat Toomey is stepping down? And how much attention should electability, in your mind, focus in on these Pennsylvania Senate Republican primary voters today?
Without question, we have polling data on this. I'm the most electable. I've been in people's living rooms, their bedrooms, every day for years and years. So they know who I am. They don't have to guess. And they know who I am as I have been hosting a show, not as I've been on fake ads attacking my character and decision-making process, because that's $35 million of negativity dumped on my head by mostly people on Wall Street who were trying to buy the seat. So that actually confuses people. They don't actually see who I truly am unless they remember what those shows were like. So that gets to a moderate conservative Democrat audience that is important for us to win as Republicans to gain power in Pennsylvania and to hold on to this Republican seat. I also can get to populations within Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, African-American populations in particular, because I respect the challenges that they face, and I understand exactly what issues tend to attract them. And conservative, especially church-going individuals, respect the need for their kids to hear messages that can elevate them, that can show them a path for empowerment, so they have agency over their future. They don't want to be told they're victims, where they got to sit back and wait for someone to come help them, because if the government's the only person that can help you, the government owns you and controls you. It's the opposite of what we want to message as leaders in this country, but yet that's unfortunately what we have told many in the next generation, and we don't want generational poverty and homelessness and unemployment. That would lead to a stripping away of the vitality of what our country represents.
Dr. Oz, he's up today, folks, in that Pennsylvania race. Go cast your ballots. Dr. Oz, best of luck to you, sir. Thanks for making time for us on Clay and Buck.
God bless for having me on. DrOz.com. Check out what I stand for. Please vote. I'd be honored to have yours.
Team, we'll be back with a whole lot more here in just a few moments. We got every line lit up. We got people that are weighing in from Pennsylvania on who they voted for and why, Clay. That'll be interesting to get to. I want to hear from folks who are actually casting ballots in that state, plus the economy, inflation. We got Charles Gasparino of Fox News, excellent business reporter. He'll be talking to us about this Biden economy. Stick around.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.